Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Winola. This is Valerie from Family Affairs returning your call. How are you?
I'm doing fine, Ms. Val. I was calling to make sure that y'all know that I was on the clock at 4 o'clock for Mr. Joby Gooding.
Let me check. No, it didn't went through. I just emailed you a couple minutes ago.
Oh, it didn't come through yet then.
No, yet, but I just emailed you a couple minutes ago at 4:22 p.m. I emailed you like the instructions on how to do it. Okay, you just read the instructions. Once you press the button, the red button, you should
write
down the 8-digit code.
I did. I wrote all 4 of them down.
Uh-huh.
It gave me 4 different codes.
Uh-huh. And then you call a phone number from any phone. It can be from your cell phone or from Joey's cell phone. The phone number that I sent to you. You call that phone number and then you press number 3. The phone call will tell you, like, press 1 for clock in, press 2 for clock out, press 3 for FOB confirmation. You should click the number 3 on the cell phone confirmation.
Okay. Now, see, my cell phone is a flip phone. Is there any way you can send that information over to Mr. Goody's phone?
To Mr. Goody? It's okay if I send by text message.
Yes, the text message. So I could, he got a smartphone and he could blow it up and I'd be able to see the number that you're talking about and see the instructions that you got down for me.
Okay, I'm doing right now to clock in. I just sent one. Let me send the other one. The caregiver press the red button and then the steps. And to clock out, let me copy.
I appreciate you, Ms. Rao.
Okay, don't worry. I know that you're trying.
I guess I'm going to have to buy a computer, I guess.
Okay. Okay, this should work if you follow up, like, every step.
Okay.
This should be works. Also, I didn't receive your timesheet yet, which is weird because
you did. I put my timesheet in 3 times.
I know because you know how to do it, but I didn't receive yet in the system. You're filling it out from Joey's cell phone?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, let me try if I can send to you.
So that mean I ain't got no time in for last week?
No, but we have time, okay, until Wednesday midday. So,
okay.
I'm going to email you a different link, okay? A different link.
Okay.
But I
a
will
different
be able
link.
To see. Yeah, it's different links.
Okay, so you want to fill out for last week as soon as I get that link?
Yes. Let me
okay.
send. I'm going to send the links to Joey's also, okay?
Okay, to Mr. Joey. Okay. Because I wouldn't be able to fill it out on my flip phone.
I know. Okay, don't worry. Let me copy. Are you with Joey's right now?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so you are able to fill it out. Now, let me copy. Admissions.
Because I've been on the clock this afternoon ever since 4 o'clock. And I went on this morning at 6 o'clock, and I stayed to 7 o'clock to make sure he had his breakfast and stuff and took his medicine.
Got it. Okay.
And I clocked out at 7. When I clocked in, I let them know. The lady told me she would send it right over when I clocked in at 6. And then when I clocked out at 7, I called back, and she said she was sending that over also.
Okay, I just sent the other link for you to fill it out, the timesheet, okay?
Yes, ma'am. Now, you understand that, what day you went to the doctor?
Huh?
He went to the doctor on Monday, but I still worked from 6 to 7 a.m. And then when by the time he got from the doctor, it was in the afternoon. I clocked in at 5 in the afternoon, and I stayed till 9 o'clock at night.
Now just try it with the steps that I sent to Jovi's cell phone, okay?
Okay, so fill the timesheets out again.
Yes. Fill out the timesheet and try to clock in with the steps that I sent to you. Remember to call the phone number. It can be from Jovi's cell phone. Call the 8882.
Oh, call it from his phone?
Yeah.
Okay, it's 88.
Yeah, that one, 888-206-9276.
Okay, do you got an 88 number up there?
Yes, it's in the message.
For how to clock in?
I got the caregiver, the
and you got an 88 number up there?
Yes.
Because that's the number we have to call for now on out. I have to call. Okay, he got it, Ms. Rare. Yeah.
Okay,
right. And the last numbers is 96.
Mm-hmm.
What'd you say the last number?
Oh, my number is 88880.
Okay, that's it. Okay.
Last number, 9672.
Okay, that's the number we have to use from now on out.
Yeah.
And you call that after I use the fogger, right?
Yeah, after you call that phone number, you should press...
Okay.
The number 3 to call in and press number 1. Then you put the assigning ID, that is the number that I gave you, the 126180.
Okay.
And press 3 and follow the steps that I sent. Okay.
Okay. But you know, on the phone, that means if you're saying press 3 on the phone, that means you got to press it 3 times,
it's
right?
It's in the cell phone.
Oh, in the cell phone. Okay,
yes.
Thanks, Ms. Rhea. I understand.
Okay, just try it and let me know, okay?
Okay. You want me to go? Do you want me to do it now?
No.
Since I'm already on the clock.
You are on time left to work? Oh,
yes,
yeah.
Ma'am. I went on the clock at 4 o'clock. That's why I kept calling, because normally a lady will come up there and she'll answer the phone and she'll say that she's sending it over. But this time, didn't nobody come on the phone. It said nobody was available to answer the phone. But I still left the message, though. And then I can't tell if the phone was recording or not recording it, because it beat and it was like it cut off. Because I came on the clock at 4 o'clock. And I'm supposed to be on the clock till 8 o'clock tonight.
Okay, Winola, please try it and follow and fill out the timesheets, okay?
Yes, ma'am. I'll do it right now.
Okay, great. I will check tomorrow, okay? If
yes, ma'am.
Or not.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, too. You win a lot. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Have a good afternoon.
You, too. Bye now.